Good afternoon. Rain continues to fall across interior New York and New England, some of it heavy, perhaps even a couple of rumbles of thunder as energy from the mid-levels of the atmosphere swings into the region and enhances some of the rainfall. As we get into the latter portion of the day, temperatures will continue to hold in the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs, with readings close to 60 in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Later on into the night tonight, rain will persist, then colder air will start to sweep in from the north and west. This will cause precipitation to change over to a period of freezing rain after midnight and towards sunrise tomorrow, first in the Mohawk Valley in western Catskills and northernmost New York, then through the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley and across the rest of the region by sunrise. Just how long this period of icing occurs will determine if we have some issues with ice accretion and scattered power outages. Either way, it looks like the cold air will continue to build in. Temperatures will drop back from the 50s and 40s into the 30s and 20s by sunrise tomorrow, then hold in the 20s during the morning or even fall into the teens as precipitation translates to just plain snow. Snow accumulations will be heaviest in the Mohawk Valley, north into the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, where as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow will fall by noon on Saturday, where the changeover to snow occurs a little bit later in the Catskills, the I-88 corridor, the Greater Capital District, the upper Hudson Valley, and across into southern Vermont, including I-90 east through Massachusetts, will look for 1 to as much as 4 inches of snow. Then south of this area into the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, little, if any, snow accumulation. The snow will wind down across the region as a few snow showers on Saturday afternoon and into Saturday night. We'll be left with drier weather with sunshine on Sunday and Monday, although temperatures will stay in the teens to around 20 for afternoon highs. We'll look for a chance for some more light snow by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong cold front located between the Mississippi River and the Appalachians will continue to sweep east today and eventually clear the coast by tomorrow. Although it will be cloudy, today's high temperatures ahead of the boundary will be in the lower 70s for portions of the mid-Atlantic. Warm temperatures combined with rain may cause some flooding over snow-covered surfaces and near partially frozen rivers from the central Appalachians to the north. And a sharp transition to colder temperatures expected behind this front, with 24-hour temperature drops of 20 to 40 degrees expected. The transition to colder temperatures will occur with rain changing to freezing rain, sleet, and eventually snow from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys into the interior sections of the mid-Atlantic and northeast through tonight. The heaviest snow is expected from northwestern Pennsylvania into western New York, where upwards of a foot of snow is expected by tomorrow morning. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, heavy at times, breezy, also some fog near 60. Boston, breezy with showers, then a steadier rain near 60. And in Buffalo, rain changing to freezing rain, then sleet and snow, with temperatures falling from the 50s through the 40s and 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 57 set in 1885, and the record low 26 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably mild today with rain and some heavier bursts with highs in the mid-50s. Rain this evening changing to freezing rain, sleet, then snow overnight, temperatures dipping into the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, unseasonably mild today with rain and fog, some heavier bursts of rain or even a rumble of thunder possible with highs near 60. Rain tonight changing to freezing rain by sunrise with temperatures dropping into the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, unseasonably mild today with rain and some heavier bursts and highs in the mid-50s. Rain this evening changing to freezing rain, sleet, then snow overnight with temperatures dropping into the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, unseasonably mild today with rain and fog, some heavier bursts of rain or even a rumble of thunder possible with highs near 60. Rain tonight changing to freezing rain and sleet by sunrise with temperatures dropping into the 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, unseasonably mild today with rain and some heavier bursts, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with highs in the upper 50s. Rain this evening, changing to freezing rain, sleet, then snow late at night and towards sunrise tomorrow, with temperatures dropping into and through the 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any sleet or freezing rain in the morning transitioning to snow. A coating of snow up to a few inches possible in most places, more in the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley before everything winds down in the afternoon, breezy and cold, temperatures dropping through the 20s and teens. Mostly sunny, colder Sunday and Monday, teens to around 20, a chance of snow showers Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 20s to around 30, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.